Hey, everyone. It is Janae with the Let's Get Loud podcast. How are you, Alicia, my friend?
Oh, so good, Jose. So good. Do you notice that I look significantly better than when you saw me yesterday?
That's great. Tell us more. Why is that, Alicia?
Thanks for noticing.
Well, I mean, I felt like you always look good, but of course, you definitely look more alive.
Actually, remember when we were looking around Zoom, I found that filter that I found a setting that made me look touched a little bit. Am I touched?
Yes, of course. I felt like you always look touched because you are touched.
Neil, I actually slept last night. Last night I actually slept.
Okay, what happened? Why?
Well, Neil has been snoring significantly worse than ever. He's always snored, but mostly just like when he's drinking, or like it's every once in a while and not a big deal. But lately I feel like it's very frequent.
Consistent.
Consistent,
See how
consistent,
consistent
annoying
snoring.
snoring. And before everyone says, get him a CPAP machine,
Oh, get in the yeah.
he actually went to get the test. Do you remember?
No, tell
Yeah. So he actually had the test. And they were like, no, sorry, like you don't
have
like,
sleeping issues.
yeah. But he was, and then the girl was like, take it back and put it on when you're drunk, and then it'll for sure. And I was like, wait, we're like tricking the system here.
Oh, absolutely not.
Now, obviously, they want him to need the CPAP machine because that they sell CPAP machines,
True.
which I'm assuming is covered 80% probably under Medicare, but they're like $2,000.
CPAP machines.
Also, here's my issue. This might seem harsh, everyone. Lose weight, Neil. That's what you need to do. Then you will stop snoring. Lose weight.
Okay, so Jeff is snoring. It's not a weight loss thing. It's a being sick thing, but who fucking cares? You're annoying me. And now I am now tired.
But at least the sick thing is that's going to go away.
Yeah, it's not permanent. So what did you do last night? Why did you sleep?
I went like I needed to up my sleep hygiene. So
Okay.
like I went to bed, I didn't touch my phone when I went to bed. I went to bed like 10, 15 minutes before him. I read a book before bed. So I was like almost asleep before he actually came to bed.
Okay.
So the key is like falling asleep
Yeah,
before
but
him.
sometimes we already knew this, but sometimes he snores so loud he wakes you up at midnight, no.
Most of the time midnight, it's that I haven't fallen asleep.
Oh, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
It's mostly the issue is mostly I need to fall asleep and then it's fine.
Okay,
Now
that's good.
Piper did wake up at 4 in the morning with a nightmare.
No. That makes
Your Jose is like absolutely not with kids waking up in the night, like except to have figured out yourself.
It's so funny because if it was Noah, I mean, I do have a touch of like, I do have a touch of like, kiss, yeah. And then he goes right back. But I'm like annoyed, of course, especially if it was the day that I was like teaching spin and like, you're gonna come wake me up at 4 a.m., like when I already wake up at 5. It
Yeah.
just depends. It all depends, everyone. But yeah, I'm like, oh, like, why? You know what I mean? Need it to be tonight, but at least you got a good sleep. You know what I did, guys?
Tell us.
Said to Jeff, I need to sleep tonight, and you need to get it together. And then he's like, "How about I go sleep downstairs?" I'm like, "Yes." So that was amazing. Had an amazing sleep, even to the point where I woke up in the middle of the night to just tell myself, "Well, this is an amazing sleep." And then I just went back to sleep. You know what I mean? Because no one's there to like ruin that moment of like,
Okay.
you know. So yeah, and I'm all for it. You know, I feel like. Maybe later on, if you can't sleep, like people are like, oh my God, my husband would be upset or whatever. And I'm like, I'm sorry. If no one's sleeping, I'm telling you, conversations during the day aren't great, though, you know? So I think
Yeah.
everyone's happier, better. Sleep is so important. You know, I
So
love sleep.
important.
So important for quality of life
There's a
and
reason
marriage.
why sleep deprivation is like a legit form of torture.
Yes, 1 million percent. Okay, well, we're so happy. So now we just need to be consistent with our sleep hygiene. I like that you
You
called
got
it
it.
sleep hygiene.
The real thing.
It's a real thing. Okay, perfect. I don't have trouble falling asleep before him. I fall asleep right quick, and my hygiene is the same as you. But I do get woken up in the middle of the night by
Okay.
the snoring.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's when I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I have like loud white noise in my ear.
Yes, you do.
So I don't like not like snow noise. It doesn't need to be quiet. However, snoring really bothers me. So anyways, we'll go one
You
day at a time, everyone. What
sleep with that white noise even at home.
do you mean even at home? That week.
Like,
That's where it all started. That is like how I started sleeping like a baby, was because of my white noise. Because when the kids were little, I was like, like every little thing, like
yeah.
I hear them anymore. So the white noise.
Did the kids have white noise?
No. Like Dia, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, you wanna like use my white noise just because? She's like, absolutely not. I just feel like, I think it literally tells my body, time to go to bed now. Like
Okay.
the minute I press play, it's like, oh, okay. It's like, again, it's a part of the ritual. It's a part of the
The
system I
routine.
created with my body. Anyways, it really changed everything for me. White noise changed everything for me to fall asleep right quick, and reading, and not reading emails at night. And
Yeah.
also just my relationship with like negativity. Like I just like don't like I was going through a pretty stressful time in January and February, and I, like sleep was not affected. Eating was affected, but I slept great. I could like really disconnect that sleep. So, and my mom said that my dad was like that. Like he obviously had like a lot of stress and like running businesses and whatever. And she's like, he would just fall asleep right away, never had an issue sleeping, even with like his responsibilities and just like
Yeah.
everything that could have been like. And then you have my mom, not to say my mom doesn't have responsibilities, but like, go get milk today. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm sorry, that's what I think her responsibilities are.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different level of
Yeah,
responsibility.
exactly.
Yeah.
And she's like, just thought of everything at night. I'm like, what are you thinking about? Like tomorrow morning, you wake up and you wash clothes because that's what you like to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you thinking? Like the shit I'm thinking about, she doesn't have to think about. She doesn't have to like
I know, but it's all
grow a business
relative.
and like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you worried about? Like,
It's all relative, right?
of
Like,
course.
Linda, she finds all sorts of things to worry about when there's nothing to worry
Well, I
about.
think she finds things to worry about during the day and evening.
Morning, noon, and night.
Yes. And that's her personality. Like we see, I am not shocked that Linda has trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she has trouble like just disconnecting and like being like loosey goosey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we'll see. Like, she's not a we'll see kind of girl.
Actually, I should update you. I mean, I should have her on the podcast actually to share her full experience. But
Yeah, you have been
so
working
just,
on it.
yeah. So like quick update, my mom has been struggling with like insomnia really for years now, and she's tried all sorts of things, not wanting to rely on prescription medicine at all. So she's really been trying a bajillion things. And she's just recently taken or it is taking a cognitive behavioral therapy course for sleep.
I love it so much.
It's so good. She showed me like the slides, and she meets on Zoom with the ther who's a therapist. The woman is like a certified therapist, and they go through like slides, and she has like literally lead indicators that she needs to track, and they look at her progress, and she's seeing results.
Oh, see, my mom doesn't sleep and has not tried anything. So
Yeah.
you know what I mean? But just like keeps being the person that doesn't sleep, just like label. I identify as someone that doesn't sleep, and like I just would refuse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love that. That's basically what your mom is doing. She's kind of refusing, since still struggling to find the solution. But I think being connected to the fact that there is a problem is what is important, is what is key to fixing anything, if there's anything to fix. You know what I mean?
And you know what's amazing about my mom is that she literally never complains. Like,
Yeah.
she's just like, this is my situation. I need to figure this out. Like, it's like, it's not like, oh, poor me. She's
Yeah.
just like, this is my situation, and I need to figure it out for myself.
I like that about her.
Anyway, so along with all her worrying, she is sleeping better. I told her, I said, listen, if I was my kid, like I'm your kid. Imagine I'm your kid. Alicia, done.
Yeah. Don't need to worry about her.
Crushing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I need to tell Neil, they're coming this weekend, and I need to tell Neil the list of things we're not allowed to discuss with my mom. Like, we're definitely not telling her about my like shoulder nerve pain
Okay, yeah, no.
thing.
Because she'll want to diagnose and to find a solution for you.
Exactly.
And
Always.
also explain to you why it's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, so what needs,
So for sure we can't tell her about that.
No, we're not going to tell her. But I feel like, you know, it's so interesting when, like, all the things that I would think would keep someone, let's say, in our season of life awake would be little kids, job, you know,
Snoring husbands.
finances, what?
Snoring husbands.
Snoring husbands, like all of that, right? That is what would keep someone in our season up and worrying at night, or like kind of
Yeah.
busy. Like would be like work related or even relationship related. There's like something bothering you, right? Or it's just busy. But then I'm like, once you're retired, like this is it. Like, you know what I mean? Like in my mind, but then you just replace it with something else. It's like when right now, if you're in this season of life, you're busy. This is the busy season of life. Do you know how many people that are retired that like don't have time to watch a video? So being busy, being tired, being stressed, it does not come in a certain season and then it goes away. There's other stresses that at their age, maybe we'll be stressed about our parents.
A
You know what I mean? Our
100%.
parents' health. So it's like there's always something if you're not prioritizing, honestly, just you, I guess that your health, your wellness.
That's why we cannot wait for, we romanticize the future as to how easy it will be to get the results that we're looking for. We romanticize it even to the extent of like, well, Monday, like you just lived 70 Mondays. Like, why do you think all of a sudden the switch is gonna flick and it's gonna be easier?
Well, yeah, we're romanticizing January. We're romanticizing September. Wow, I like that. That's really good, actually.
That's a big part of the 12 weeks of action. The whole chapter on accountability is really all about like, oh, taking ownership of your priorities regardless of your circumstances.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I think that would be what we kind of healed or evolved or progressed to is that, like, I always say this, like, when people, there's, if I were to get pregnant again, which would be traumatic, but like, it's not like another kid, now I'm done because I'm a mom of three or whatever. Like, I would figure shit out, you know? And it's that skill. It's a skill that
It
you,
is a skill.
yeah. And it comes with a certain mindset, c'est sûr. Like, you need a certain mindset to be able to develop that skill. So
And
yeah,
then what happens
and
is
awareness.
when you do figure something out, when you do something so hard, like breastfeeding two friggin' twins with a 2-year-old was, I had to like really put the time and effort and energy. And once you have that experience in your life of figuring something out, then that builds your confidence. But it's all like connected, right? You have to have one, the mindset and willingness to figure it out, regardless of your circumstances. And then you build that confidence. And then the next hard thing that comes on around, you're like, I've done hard things before.
But all of
Like,
that, like all of that, like I've done hard things before and whatever. The two things, the self-awareness, like you have to have a conversation with yourself and you have to like remember, like this is all like awareness around like your life and you have to like talk to yourself. Like it's like you have to remind yourself that you did that. And I think that it's that awareness piece where people just, and someone had said this to me and I thought it was really good and I've been using it lately, but someone said that her therapist told her, like, sometimes you're so into your shit and you've been there for so long, it doesn't stink anymore. As in, you're such in a shitty situation that your awareness around the fact that it's so shitty and that you're not happy or you're not whatever, you don't even like recognize that you're there. So the self-awareness piece to get out of that shit is really important. It's like step one almost. There's no like, no one's coming to save you out of the shit. It's like realizing I'm in shit because sometimes you don't even know. Want me to say shit one more time, everyone?
I love it when you say shit.
Shit.
I do want to clarify to you guys, as much as I'm saying, like, regardless of your circumstances, I'm never saying make the right choice. I'm not saying breastfeeding is the best. I'm saying regardless of what you decide, own your choice. You know, like I could have decided that it wasn't important to me and that I didn't want to persevere. But I would have owned that. I wouldn't have been the victim of
No,
that.
you would have persevered for your well-being at the time. And it's like, I deserve this. I deserve whatever. Like, yeah, just owning.
It's not about the choice, making the right choice, guys. It's about owning the choice.
Yeah, and understanding why you're making that choice.
And not just not being the victim of your circumstances. Like, I just that, like, imagine if the world started to think that way, act that way, speak that way. Imagine the impact we could make in the world.
Okay, next thing on the list is share with everyone Dia's
Don't say it.
journey. Okay, guys, so Dia was called to audition for season two of the series she was on last time. Okay, so it's called La Garde Partagée, and it's an adult show with a lot of children in it. So it's not like a show that's friendly for children to watch. Okay, so last time there's a few scenes that I was like, for sure, I'm happy Dia, like sex scenes or not like very ultimate, ultimate, no, not ultimate, intimate, that's the word I'm looking for. Intimate sex scenes, but still like insinuating that sex is happening, talking about sex, whatever. There's like things about like the tooth fairy and like, like that you have to like watch who's watching. Okay. So just because there are kids in it, it's like Shameless. Just because there's kids in it, your kids
It's
can
not a kid's
also watch it.
show.
No. So anyways, so again, called for auditioning for season two, and she was really excited. So we got her script. And so the script is longer than the last time she needed to audition, more complicated, like more words, but she's definitely not struggling. She's older, right? So she's not struggling at all to remember the line. She's crushing it. She's ready. But the script comes, she has to say sex at least seven times. And it's about like basically them, studying their parents if they're sexually active or not in regards to how they look and
So
their.
it's, oh, so is it two kids having a
So it's
conversation?
two kids who
Okay.
are spying
Okay.
on in a schoolyard with a bunch of kids. So they're all kids, and Dia's like the main one, and she's like, well, she's playing the main one in that, just in that script, but not like her. Like, anyways, that's the script she needs to practice. You get what I mean? So she's like, okay, like we're gonna watch whose parents are coming out, and then we're gonna study their body language and their clothes to see if they're sexually active or not. And it's just like basically like one guy's comes out and maybe wears like a geeky shirt and whatever. It's like, oh, your dad is, you like they're like talking to the other kids like, Zach, your dad's definitely not having sex right now with that shirt. You know what I mean? Like kind of making fun of whatever. But
Okay, are the is the word sexually active? No, it's in French, but
right,
what is
sexuellement active. Ooh,
oh, okay.
yeah.
And does Dia say, Mom, what does sexually active mean?
No, she did not ask anything. Yeah.
Okay, and you didn't ask her?
I didn't ask anything. I
I mean,
just,
she knows, well, obviously, I'm assuming, like,
she
she
knows
knows
what
what
sex
sex
is, like
is.
sex. Yeah.
But like sexually active, like that
No.
concept, like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's
No.
hard for
She
a
thinks
kid.
having sex is ha making a baby and you're married and you're in love and like
Okay.
all of that. So there's just the one scene where there's one section where she says, oh my, they realize that two parents are kissing like secretly, right? And they're like, oh my God, like that mom is with that dad. Like they like kind of like saw it. And then Dia says, you know what this means? They're gonna have sex while you guys are watching TV on Sunday mornings. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so
Oh
it's
my
just like,
gosh, they know our time. That's our
yeah,
time.
exactly. They know our time clearly because the yeah. So that was like very interesting. Should
When
be
is her?
a really fun show, you guys. I'll definitely put it out there for all you adults, Francophone adults out there. I think they're like bringing it next level this time with this scene. I'm like, that was not as intense last time. Like the kids, I watched almost every show and the kids weren't talking about sex, but this time they were talking. The kids were swearing though, and the kids were, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I was very risque, but now I really like it.
When is her tryout?
Saturday.
And is it in person?
Yeah. So she practices with the producer just like last time. Yeah. So the producer would probably be the other kid. You get what I mean? And so they're kind of doing their thing. I don't know how it works, but she's really comfortable with the producer. They really like each other. So should be good. She's really excited.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. And he's like, you never know, Dia. We might have season three and four and five. He's like, you might be with us until you're like 16. I'm like, perfect. Let's do that.
All she's thinking about is the stuff in her Shein cart that she can spend.
And Lulu. But yeah, no, I think yeah, I think that the guys, this could be very interesting for a lot of us to watch. But yeah, as I was reading it, I'm like, is this real? Like, are they saying sex this amount of time? And are they talking about like, because they wrote like SEXE? and like not sex S-E-X, but I'm guessing in French there's an E at the end. But I thought sex en français was like your sex, like if you're your gender.
Okay.
Anyways, but then no, clearly it was about sex. I just don't know how to write sex in French, apparently.
Okay.
But yeah, no, she's crushing, didn't ask any questions, and she's ready to roll.
Okay, so we'll keep us updated on that.
I will keep you updated, and they're filming in May and June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, like tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my God, something else. Did I tell you about my brother and his house? Did I tell you about that?
No, but I mean, I was at your house when they called and asked about your house.
Yeah, so they wanted to have like a house with a pool for like one of the scenes. And they're like, we're going to come visit your house. So he comes over, they come over and they're telling me the script. And I'm like, you want my brother's house. That's why you want. And then he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, he's like, where does your brother live? I'm like, come with me. So
you just brought them.
I just brought them right straight to my brother's
Didn't even
house.
Call Kevin. Kevin, are
Did
you
not
home?
Call him. I basically broke in and with strangers.
Okay.
I mean,
what
I
if he was like having sex on in the kitchen?
Exactly. So I said, hey, it was a Tuesday. So typically he works on
Doesn't
Tuesday.
Have sex on Tuesdays. Not sexually active on Tuesdays.
So I was like, typically works on Tuesdays. So I was like, hey, no one answers. I'm like, clearly they're working like to Dana and him. So I'm like, we're going to break in. There was no cars there. So I knew we were safe. Okay. So we broke in and the producer's like, you really understood the script. I'm like, yeah. So just to explain, you guys, like I have more of the like American household kind of home, like Cape Cod look. He has more the bachelor, you know,
modern clean lines.
Clean line, but more like how, because in the script, it was like a man that owns the house. I'm like, I don't think a single man would build this house. I think they would build my brother's house.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, you got it. Anyway, I'm like, so I was proud of that. So then my brother called me. I'm like, hey, we're in your home in this very moment. So that is what's happening in Dia's life, but that's really exciting for her. Really.
So are they going to film at your brother's house?
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be like one of the scenes or one of the things. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that should be fun to watch.
Just keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
So a few things are happening with us, you guys, at your weight loss. And I think we should have that conversation. I know you wanted to talk about, there's something else that you had sent me, but we can talk about it next week. What do you think about talking about, this weekend's plan? Do you want to talk about that? What's your plan this weekend?
Because my parents are coming. We're going to go to Sophia and Spritz.
They haven't been,
so I'm going to take them out to dinner.
Oh my God, Saturday?
Yeah.
We're going to be there at the same time.
Are we?
I made a reservation.
What time?
Where are you going?
I think we're going early because we're leaving the kids.
Oh, okay. Just really your parents? Oh, even more perfect.
Yeah.
Come say like, hi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always.
I can't remember. Wait.
6:30. Oh my God, 6:32. Oh my God, we're the same. Do you want me to change my reservation? I can.
No.
Oh my God, we can say hello.
Are you just having dinner with you and Jen?
Yeah, it's just date night.
I mean,
and it was time
ask for a bigger table.
I mean,
if you guys are watching on YouTube, you just got all her
margin. You guys do your thing. But yeah, no, okay. So your parents are coming. Is it why? It's not a long weekend. It's just because.
No, just coming up. We've been wanting to find a time to take them out to Sophia.
Okay.
And I was like, no.
Oh my God, guys! If you're from the area. And you have not been to Sophia and Spritz. You're missing out in life. Like literally would go there every Saturday.
I saw in your stories the last time you went, it looked like you had a different dessert. Was that special because you're special or is that on the menu?
No, it's because I'm special. It's the one that comes, you're also special though. Okay. So it's the one that comes for birthdays. Yeah. And so one of the girls that was with me is like, oh my God, I'd love to have that dessert we got last time, but it was a birthday. Maybe it's because it wasn't on the menu. I'm like, I know exactly which one you're saying. So yeah. So you just ask Seb and he will give you that dessert and everything.
That's Seb.
That's Seb. We did.
Do you know that Seb is 28 years old?
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe I would have put him like 30.
We are at James's birthday and I have this like thing in my brain, I think because all my friends in university were always older than me.
Okay.
So in my brain, I'm the fun young one and I'm not. And in our friendship group, I'm
You're
one
the
of,
fun old one now.
I really am. In our friendship group, even, I'm like a couple years older than most of the, our friends.
Yeah.
And when he told me that he was born in 1995, I was shocked. I
Shocked.
felt like his peer, but actually I could have been his mother.
Felt like his peer.
I mean, I knew he was way younger than me, but not like that
Way
younger.
younger. But I mean, he just like, what, I think what gives it away is the no kids, not married. And I know that that can happen later on in life, but like what gives us away is we have 12-year-olds. So we're not 28, no?
True.
So sometimes it's circumstances that make someone look younger, not necessarily what they look like. It's like, you know, their life, so they cannot be, you never imagine them being younger, you know?
Thank you. Thank you for that pep talk.
Yeah. So it's not
Yeah.
necessarily what you look like. It's just the fact
Yeah.
that you have a 12-year-old. So there's only so many limits of how old you can be.
True.
That's how I see it.
Okay. What was the thing you were going to say? Something's happening at your weight loss.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, I've been really digging deep into the benefits of your weight loss medically, emotionally, physically, just because I'm kind of building something where I want to have more data on like what the benefits are. And we know what the benefits are. I mean, people share it with us all the time. People lose weight. And with weight loss can come lower cholesterol, you know, less need for medication, less visits to the hospital or to the doctor or to the physio or whatever. There's many things that can happen when you lose weight, but also just the positive emotional benefits of it as well. Anyway, so we're doing this survey. I don't know if you looked at it, but I sent it to you. And we're doing the survey. And I'm excited to just like, and I think we should share like the data. I think that would be really fun to share with the data.
Yes.
Yeah.
We get Melissa to make fancy graphs.
Yes, graphs. Yes.
Like a pie chart.
Pie chart. Yeah. But yeah, no, we're digging into like, what are the benefits as well at your workplace? Like there are so many things that, you know, we hear people say, you've changed my life. And clearly the more people that we could change their lives, I think the better the communities would be. Like everything would like, it would, there would be an impact for sure. So it's like, or like a kind of, and if it would just like, okay, well, people are creating happier households, which makes the next generation healthier and happier.
For you Anglophones, that was a snowball effect. In balle de neige.
Effet boule de neige. Snowball effect. But yeah, no, we're working on as well. Like we really want to have a boom in Nova Scotia and PEI. We want to like get more people in these areas because we have a ton of people that are doing your weight loss and, you know, benefiting from your weight loss in those areas. And we're just like flirting with all of that, you guys. That's where we're at right now. But
I saw someone post on their stories that their teeth whitening was covered by their insurance at work. They're like wellness package. And I was like, I mean, listen, everyone loves a good white set of white teeth, and that can definitely add to your physical and mental health. But I thought,
yeah,
teeth whitening is covered. Let's come on, teeth. Let's cover some things for our wellness.
You know what I heard, which I like, again, I'm not like, we're not shitting on anything, but it's just like facts. I heard that if you get, you can get your doctor to prescribe you a national park pass.
Stop.
Like, as in like, because like, you know, nature and like all of that.
I mean, great.
I see it. I see it.
Wow.
Yeah. Honestly, I think the dream would be like, we have tons of people, tons of doctors, and we have clients that are doctors that prescribe or talk about your weight loss to their clients. But there's something about like, and I know that people are listening, not everyone's from Canada, but most are. But like having our health, what's the word I'm looking for? And it's système de santé, just Medicare, the fact that it pays for like all the things. We were talking, a girl and I, and she said, I think that it's, I mean, obviously we're so lucky that all of these things are covered, right? Like we know that if we need help medically later on in life, that we will have help, right? Which I think is so good. However, it's like, we're not valuing preventative measures because of our mindset around, if I need medication later on, well, you know, I don't know. It's not like we don't value health. It's not that we don't value our health, but there's something there though, you know, because I'm like, come on, how many And again, I'm not saying the American way is better, trust me, because I was talking to this girl who her kid broke his arm and it cost her $3,000, and I was in shock.
Oh.
She said it would have been 6K if she, there was like this thing that happened. And I was like, but there's nothing you can do. He broke his arm. Like, pour moi, c'était comme inacceptable. I was like, oh my God. She's like, it's like $200 for an Advil. Like she said, it's kind of insane. She said, I'm like, well, what do you do if you're sick? She's like, you kind of try to push through, or you need to have some sort of coverage plan.
I
And I was
mean,
like,
like most people have insurance, but like for sure, it's a whole different mindset, a whole different
whole different
ballgame.
way. It's a whole different way to see health almost. There's
A
something there.
100%.
So I think they might, and I don't have data at all. I'm just like, I wonder if they must, there must be data, but statistically, I wonder if the Americans, or put in more, invest more money, energy, time into preventative measures for health purposes than we do.
I don't know. Things don't seem to be going really in general very well with Americans and their health.
You're right.
Like it would
Why
be
it seems like
super
Canadians or Americans.
agreed, North Americans in
North
general.
Americans in general.
Yeah, but we're definitely looking at some data. I don't know if America is America significantly more overweight than Canada, I don't know. And you know what? As much as like I know I'm talking about overweight guys, there's other indicators of health. I'm not saying that's the only indicator of health, but like sitting without a high percent of excess fat on your body is one of the most powerful, proactive things that you can do for your health overall.
And I think the things that are also like covered by insurance and Medicare are just overloaded with demand. So really, at the end of the day, you can't really get an appointment. Like for certain things that are really important, whether it's like a therapist or whatever, like you can't get in just by calling, you know. So video, like, and often they don't even know you, people. I don't know. Like I've heard people be like, I'd love to go see a therapist, but I don't know like who I would ha get. And then like even if you get on a list, it's like a 2-year thing, you know. You know what
I
I mean?
know. I actually had a friend that was looking for
Oh,
like
really?
a child psychologist that diagnoses learning differences.
Oh, okay.
And like I recommended mine that did for Alfie's assessment, and she's like not taking new clients.
I
Like
was just
and
gonna say, like, these
no,
are businesses, they're not
like you
marketing.
can't even pay her money right now to do it because she
They're not
just
trying
has
to
so many.
grow. They're not trying to grow, though. They show up, they do their thing, they come back. Tomorrow's the next full list, though. Get on the list. Know what I mean? It's kind of insane.
She wasn't even letting people on her list.
Yeah, exactly. No more list. Full
Yeah.
event. Event is full. Sold out.
I mean, this is getting deep, but like there's like I just our whole system as well is just so broken. Like it's so broken.
There's like so much, huh?
It's a lot. It's a lot. And we're so polite about it in Canada when you like if you really think about it, like we're just like, okay, yeah, like, yeah, I'll just pay like 50% tax and like you figure it out. Like, you educate my kid and you know, you keep my kid healthy. But then when I think about, you know, what's going on, just one little situation at Alfie's school where they literally cannot find a teacher to teach French. And it's just like, we're just like accepting mediocrity with education because it just is what it is. And same as going to the doctor, like Longchamp's going to the doctor, but we pay literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a year of tax that goes in that bucket. But we're just like doing it for the team, which I'm not saying I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying we should have a different system. It's just like interesting.
Conversation.
You know, like if I was in the States and I was paying less taxes, that's why I'm sending my kid to private school. You know what I mean? Sometimes we think, oh my God, how do they afford the $6,000 for when they break their arm? Well, they're not paying a bajillion dollars in taxes every month, right? They have more disposable income. Yeah.
Still, I feel like they're not like sitting on $6,000. You know what I mean? Like, I
Oh,
feel like
I don't
everyone,
know.
like, what. It's kind of like it's all relative, right? Because I feel like, okay, I pay less, so probably they spend less, like you said. And then so do they actually save more than Canadians? Like, you know?
Are they, do they have Jeff as their financial advisor? That's making them make exceptionally. Oh my God, Jeff is the Mark McDonald
Surgery world,
of the finance world.
finance world. Yeah.
Mark is our friend who's an orthopedic surgeon who I feel like is extremely cautious. I mean, from my experience with orthopedics, but he's just like always here. And Jeff is also has those high expectations.
High expectations, very cautious with money. And I'm like, we could,
Best of the best.
I'm like, we could die tomorrow, Jeff. And he's like, we could also not, which is statistically higher that we will not die tomorrow. So, oh my God. Okay, everyone, we're gonna let you go. This was like kind of all over the place, but I like it. It's just like obviously catching up with our lives and our thoughts. So we'll see you next week. As always, so we've started our 12-week program. It's been good, huh? Like everyone's like,
Oh,
they're excited. I'm excited.
yes.
My sheets. Okay. All right. Have a good day, everyone. Click
Bye,
the link
guys.
below or come and see us on Sneak Peek. Even find us on Instagram. Come talk to us. Okay, bye.